Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Beginning on September 17, 2019, several months before the onset of the pandemic, the Federal Reserve began making daily emergency liquidity injections into the American banking system. They went to the 24 primary trading partner banks of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York in amounts totaling at least $50 to more than $100 billion every day. Under the Dodd-Frank law enacted in 2010, if the Fed took such actions, it must report them to congressional committees as to who received these funds, how much they got, and why they were dispersed. Until recently, the Fed refused this required information by claiming these liquidity injections were only a two-day blip. However, since they have continued every business day since then, now totaling around $10 trillion, the Fed has finally started to release some details. Thus far, the Fed has reported only the liquidity injections through September 30, 2019. The report is also laid out by individual disbursements with no summary of loans made to any party. So, to give you some idea of who was receiving these liquidity injection loans and how much they got, here are the largest payments for only the first day, September 17, 2019, when the Fed injected a total of more than $53 billion. J.P. Morgan Chase Securities got $7.6 billion. UBS Securities was loaned $5.5 billion. BNP Paribas Securities and Goldman Sachs each received $5 billion. Citigroup and Nomura Securities each obtained $3.5 billion. Societe Generale got $3 billion. Bank of Nova Scotia and Barclays Capital each received about $2.5 billion. From this one day of liquidity injections, I think you can see that there must be some serious financial crisis percolating beneath the surface of America's financial system. When the Fed is now loaning out over $100 billion a day to prop up the banks and has cumulatively loaned out about $10 trillion over the past 26 months, don't you think this would be a story that the regular media should be covering? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.